The Tamil co-stars Aishwarya Rai Bachchan and Anil Kapoor are all set to dazzle the silver screen once again after 17 long years. The duo will come together for Rakesh Om Prakash Mehra's next production, Fane Khan. However, reports suggest that they won't be romancing each other and will begin shooting in August. The 8th Jagran Film Festival will open with the Farhan Akhtar starrer, The Fakir of Venice. Helmed by director Anand Surapur, the film also stars Anu Kapoor and follows Farhan, who hires Anu Kapoor to pose as a fakir for an art experiment in Venice. The brand new trailer for the Ranbir Kapoor Katrina Kaif starrer Jaga Jasoos was released online. The film, which has been long in the making, will finally see the former lovers reunite on screen for the Anurag Basu adventure comedy, which releases on July 14. Megastar Amitabh Bachchan has wrapped up the first schedule of his much-anticipated film, Thugs of Hindustan, which sees the star acting alongside Aamir Khan for the first time. On the other hand, Big B will soon begin shooting for his next 102 Not Out, where he will be sharing screen space with Rishi Kapoor after 26 years. Following controversy over the lack of diversity amongst its members, the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, which hosts the Oscars, sent out invitations to 774 new members across the globe. Among the Indians on the list were Aamir Khan, Salman Khan, Irfan Khan, Amitabh Bachchan, Aishwarya Rai and Priyanka Chopra. Surprisingly, missing out was one Shah Rukh Khan. The first trailer for the musical The Greatest Showman is out. The film celebrates the very birth of show business and stars Hugh Jackman as P.T. Barnum and follows his life as he creates the Barnum and Bailey Circus. The film, which also stars Michelle Williams and Zac Efron, will hit screens on Christmas Day. Ed Sheeran announced the biggest tour of his career at the 2018 UK and Europe Stadium Tour. The tour will kick off in May and The Shape of You hitmaker will be touring across the continent until August. Sheeran, meanwhile, will be performing in India this November. Shania Twain is all set to return after 15 years with a record she is calling an exercise of independence. The country singer, who is excited about her return to singing, looked back upon overcoming a traumatizing divorce and talked about her early years.
So in this new album now, I'm not rushing on to the future. I'm not running away from the past. I'm not apologizing for the past. I'm acknowledging crappy times and saying, you know, I wouldn't be here without them. I don't want to relive them, but I'm not running away from them and I'm not in a rush anymore. I'm just here, I'm just now, I'm just who I am.
Michael Bond, creator of the globe-trotting Teddy Paddington Bear, has died at the age of 91. Bond's most popular creation, the marmalade-loving bear, who travelled from darkest Peru to London's Paddington Station, first appeared in A Bear Called Paddington in 1958. He went on to star in some 20 books and a feature film. Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.